I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. State and federal officials are bringing their plans to clean up Lake Champlain to the public around the state this week. At meetings last night in St. Albans and today in South Burlington and Rutland, officials made their case for the plan. As VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, critics fear the plan is doomed from the start due to bad data and short-sighted policies.
In a packed ballroom in South Burlington's DoubleTree Hotel, a well-known scientist studying Lake Champlain stood up and told state officials that some of the things they're planning simply cannot be done.
It's just silly.
That's Mike Winslow, the staff scientist for the Lake Champlain Committee. He's talking about the state's target of a 60% phosphorus reduction from forests in a section of the Southern Champlain watershed. And he's not saying the policies required would hurt businesses or be too expensive. He's saying it's downright impossible.
For most of the basin, they've set a target of a 5% reduction from forest load. That might be achievable. It's not going to be easy, but 60%, no, it doesn't matter what you do, that's not going to happen.
The latest plan to cut phosphorus came out of a long and intensive process that started with a 2008 lawsuit from the Conservation Law Foundation. The group charged that the prior cleanup plan was too weak and wouldn't do enough to reduce phosphorus pollution. Phosphorus is the nutrient that fuels blue-green algae blooms. The outcome of that case led the Environmental Protection Agency to come up with new pollution targets. At the same time, the state has put together a policy plan for how to reach those goals. But Winslow and others at the meeting said some of the goals are unrealistic. Another one Winslow cited is the 80% reduction in phosphorus runoff from farms in the Missisquoi Basin. On paper, the state would meet these goals by making farmers implement measures that prevent manure from getting into surface water. Winslow is highly skeptical.
There's no way we're going to get that with best management practices. We would have to eliminate probably 75% of the farms to get an 80% reduction, just gone. Maybe that's the path we have to take.
Natural Resources Secretary Deb Markowitz said she knows the targets are challenging, but that's no reason not to try.
Well, I guess I'm not willing to give up before we've started.
Markowitz said that if the targets do turn out to be unreachable with the policies the state plans to roll out, the plan is designed to change when it needs to.
You know, we'll do a check-in in 5 years and we'll see, do we need a course correction? Do we need to do more in places that we didn't think we'd have to do as much?
But officials also hinted at a number of policies that don't appear in the state's plan to meet the pollution goals, including the possibility of buying out farms that aren't compatible with the state's water quality demands. Here's Agriculture Secretary Chuck Ross.
We may be able to identify properties that are not a part of the plan that could be changed in terms of the kind of activities that are on them, or potentially even purchased and removed from agricultural activity or a reduced agricultural activity.
Officials mentioned that option alongside the possibility of trying to remove phosphorus once it's already in the water. But those options aren't yet included in the state implementation plan if other efforts fall short. Whatever policies are chosen, Markowitz insists the work has to start now.
I would encourage you all to stay involved and to not give up before we start, because that gives the excuse to do nothing, and we can't do nothing.
The EPA is accepting comments on its plan until September 15th. The final version of the plan will come out this fall, and state agencies are already working on developing the policies that will bring the state down to the EPA targets, or not. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.